Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with food safety specialist with Washington County Environmental Health Department, Jason Taylor, who is speaking about proper steps for food safety and the holidays. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And once people have everything cooked and they're sitting down for their meal and maybe they want to go up for seconds, how long can those dishes be sitting out and be safe, whether it's a cold dish or a hot dish?
Okay. Yeah, for pretty much all of that, cold or hot, you have usually within 2 hours you need to get the temperature down to 70 degrees. So most times sitting on the counter, I say a hot holding temperature is 135 degrees. So when you're eating it, it'll be in that range of 135 or so to be able to eat it. And so you, in your first 2 hours, you want to take it from 135 to 70 degrees. And then if you're planning to keep it for another meal or that another following day, then you want to go from 70 to 41 degrees within 4 hours of that temperature. If you're planning just to throw it all away, then you can leave it out for 4 hours. It takes bacteria 4 hours to decide if it's going to grow or not. There's 6 different items that it has to have for bacteria to grow. So you have your straight, if you're just going to leave it on the counter 4 hours and then the bacteria decides to grow, so then you just have to dispose of all that, the food.
And for people who have leftovers, do you have a proper way to store those, whether it's the container or the temperature?
Yeah, and when you are in the cooling process of it, you want to put them near the top of your fridge, make sure there's nothing that's raw that's above the products that could drip into it. And when you put them in the fridge the first time, leave the lids all off of them, just because then the heat can escape a lot quicker. And you want to use shallow pans, your gravies, and different things like that, the real thick stuff like that is known for Staff A and some different ones that come from the actual preparer that 1 in 3 people carry Staff A on them at all times. So that could be in your food, and if you don't get the temperature out on that, then you will have Staff A, and Staff A cannot be cooked out. So even when you reheat it properly, that Staff A will still be in there and could make one of your guests sick. So just make sure that your gravies and that use a small pan that to spread out the product so it can cool a lot faster also.
And if people are going to be eating these leftovers as turkey sandwiches or what have you, are there proper ways to reheat the food as well by using the microwave?
Yeah, you can use the microwave. That if you've cooled it properly, you can eat it as cold too. That but if you want to reheat it, you want to make sure to get it to 165 degrees, because that would kill any bacteria that did start to grow in that product. So once you've taken it up to that temperature, you have 2 hours to get to that temperature also. So if you want to use your oven or stovetop and cook it slower, as long as you get it to 165 within 2 hours, then you're going to be fine with that. So.
And at your holiday meals, are you the one that usually cooks?
Yeah, I am. That used to go everywhere, and now everybody's scared to cook in front of me. So now we bring everybody into our house where we cook. So,
what's your favorite dish to have at the holidays?
Oh, green bean casserole probably is the best.
All right. And if people are having any questions, is there a website they could go to find any of this information?
Yeah, we have a county website that's www.co.washington.ia.us that they can go to and go under the environmental health side. Then the state of Iowa does have websites also to go under. It'd be food.iowa.gov would be, and on that site you can look at all the food inspections also for everything that is done in the county or done statewide.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jason Taylor, food safety specialist with Washington County Environmental Health Department, about proper steps for food safety and the holidays. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.